Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, a Rob Brown lowdown, only on The Fan Upstate.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am very happy and pleased to welcome to the show, for the first of many, 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 many times, making her Rob Brown show debut. She is a beat writer who covers the Gamecocks of South Carolina for the Greenville News. Joining us now on the show, Miss Lulu Kessin joins us. Lulu, good morning. Welcome to the show. Super glad to have you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm pumped to be here.
We're pumped to have you. Glad to have you to talk a little Gamecock football. First off, before we get to that, let's get the niceties out of the way. How are you enjoying Columbia? How are you enjoying South Carolina? How are you enjoying covering the team so far?
I'm loving it. It's truly so different moving here from Massachusetts. My first Columbia summer, definitely hot. It gets a lot hotter down here than it does in Massachusetts, but I'm loving every minute of working around this team and getting to know these athletes and covering these coaches. So it's been a blast.
As a fellow transfer member of the College Football Deep State Media, Lulu, let me go ahead and break the bad news. It somehow gets worse every year. I can't explain it. As hot as you think it was next year or this year, it'll be hotter next year and hotter the year after that. It just is what it is. Welcome to the Upstate.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's just, I'll get used to it, but it's never going to get cooler.
Nope. All right, Lulu Kessin joining us here. She covers the Gamecocks for the Greenville News. Lulu, let's dive right in, and I'll ask the open-ended question up front. South Carolina skates by Old Dominion out of the Sun Belt last week. Lonzo and I butted heads on this. I said, yeah, it's a win. Every win's an important win, especially when you think you're fighting for bowl eligibility. But to me, it kind of felt like a letdown. It kind of felt like I was expecting. I mean, you're a 21-point favorite coming into this. I kind of felt like it was going to be a performance that Shane's guys were going to show that, yeah, maybe we're not Georgia, but we put a little something together. Lonzo, on the other hand, has been riding the, hey, every win's a big win. Celebrate these wins. There's a lot of good here. Just your overall opinion on week one's performance against Old Dominion.
Yeah, I think both of those points and perspectives are valid. Should they have won by a lot more than they did? Yes. I think Shane Beamer was probably the first to say that. In his post-game press conference, he didn't directly say, hey, we should have won by more, because I do think he's very careful to compliment Old Dominion. And don't get me wrong, they play a tricky defense. They have like a three safety defense, which makes it sort of hard with the run game. But at the same time, I do think expectations for Lenora Sellers and the offense were a bit high. Somewhat valid, I guess. It's a little tricky. Lenoris, when he played as a true freshman, especially that like 50-yard touchdown he had against Furman, like you see that and you expect him to nail his receivers downfield every single time when he's actually the starting quarterback. And obviously he didn't do that. So I think in a sense, a win is a win. I don't think game ones really in any sport should be a blanket statement for the season, especially this year with a team like South Carolina, where they might be fighting for wins late in the season, just given the strength of schedule and somewhat of the rebuilding year or kind of transformative year they're having. But I think in general, looking at this win and looking at how they played against Old Dominion, it was more alarming, I think, the lack of chemistry in some ways than necessarily the fact that they only won by, you know, I think the final is 23-19. So, yes, they barely got by a Sun Belt team week one, but I definitely think that it's going to look like a different team by week 4, 5, or 6.
Talk to me about Lenoris, because I did turn around yesterday on the show, Lulu, and say there's really two or three plays in this game that I think are the difference between a 23-19 game and maybe like a 30-12 game. A couple of them were drops from the wide receivers. And I know Shane either yesterday or Tuesday in a presser said, hey, look, we're gelling as a wide receiver room. It's a young wide receiver room. We got to get them on the same page with a QB who is officially QB1 for the first time. And this was game one. Can you talk to me a little bit about the connection between Lenoris and the wide receivers? Do you expect that it is one that is going to get better? Do you expect the drops to decrease? Or do you think that that's something that Carolina fans are going to see maybe be a bugaboo throughout the year?
Yeah, so that was sort of my main question for Beamer and offensive coordinator Dowell Loggins this week. I think it's very valid as coaches to say a lot of those drop passes or kind of overthrown passes from Lenoris had to do with, you know, chemistry. They're young. They're getting used to each other. I mean, there was like 5 transfer wide receivers this year for South Carolina. One has since left and went back to Louisville. But regardless, it's sort of like valid to point your finger and say, oh, we need to gel. But at the same time, that isn't something that can happen overnight. So I do think to a degree fans have to expect that the wide receivers aren't going to magically wake up on Saturday and feel 100% confident and comfortable with Lenoris. And I think it takes time. I asked Lenoris how he does kind of grow chemistry between his receivers. And he said, like, just, you know, doing whatever you can after practice, like getting extra snaps against the defense. And again, I think that's all valid. But my biggest takeaway and sort of concern from that was if Beamer is going to continue to play 9 wide receivers a game, like he's saying, or rotating a bunch, how does he expect Lenoris to get comfortable? Because I do think, yeah, you have to, if you're a quarterback, you have to be able to play with everyone and anyone who might be in the game at a given time. But I sort of wrote about this week how maybe pointing to 1 to 3 receivers and really working on, okay, they had the best game against Old Dominion. Going into Kentucky, how can we elevate them in the sense that the growth is rapid between Sellers? Like Dre Jacobs had the most receiving yards by far. So I'm sort of like, he looked the best in game one. Why don't you kind of focus on that going forward? You don't need to name him number one for the rest of the season. But I do think in terms of gelling together and getting Lenoris comfortable, he can't expect 9 receivers a game. He can't expect to magically gel with all of his teammates right away. And I think being a little bit more hyper-focused on a couple wide receivers that outshined the others in game one won't necessarily hurt them going forward.
We are talking with Lulu Kessin. She works for the Greenville News covering the South Carolina Gamecocks athletic department. There was another clip, Lulu, that came out of that Shane Beamer discussion where he was talking about the wide receivers gelling and all that. And then he said, I told the team we've got 88 days until the Clemson game. And a lot of people cut that clip off at that moment, but he went on to explain what he meant was there's only 88 days left in college football. It's not like you've got 2-3 months to allow this team to gel. Shane's taken a little heat, a lot of Carolina fans, and I will absolutely blame it on some media members who are less ethical and good at their job than you are, Lulu, that have kind of massaged that clip to make it look as if Shane is just saying, hey, we care about the Clemson game and nothing else. I don't think that's true. I think it went on.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To explain himself pretty well, but from your perspective and your interaction with Shane leading up to the game against Old Dominion, leading out of the game towards this weekend at Kentucky, can you kind of give us your insight as to the attitude, the mentality of Shane Beamer trying to develop this team as we get ready for the SEC opener this weekend?
Totally. And I'll preface it by saying to everyone listening who might pull up receipts from like Beamer 3 years ago, I've only been here since April. I'm still learning kind of how he handles things. That being said, I did see somewhat of anger and a little bit of a fire after the Old Dominion game. And it did seem like he was genuinely really disappointed. And I would say throughout preseason, we didn't, as media, we don't have a ton of access to practices, and we didn't have a lot this year. So it was difficult to really, like, we weren't necessarily seeing Beamer rip his players' heads off after they made a mistake. And I can't sit there and be like, okay, good, he holds them accountable. I don't know in that sense. So a lot of preseason practice was a little bit of sunshine and rainbows, just media seeing it through the lens of, okay, we're hearing what things are like through Beamer. Then we see Old Dominion and we see that game. And I think that Beamer's assessment that there was no execution, there was obviously a lack of chemistry and a lot of self-inflicted errors. I think that's very valid. And I do think that Beamer sort of continued to stand on that throughout his press conference on Tuesday. Yeah, I definitely would not have just taken that where ADHD is from Clemson clip. It's tricky because that's just naturally the last game on the schedule. And obviously there's a lot to say about the history of Clemson and South Carolina football. So that could have been twisted in any sense. But I do think Beamer on Tuesday was very clear that he was not pleased with his team. And he does, in a way, expect them to be a lot better. And quickly, I asked Dowell, like I said, about the chemistry. And he said, there's no secrets. There's no shortcuts. Like, the secret's in the dirt, and it's hard work. He said they have to be an incredible practice team. And Dowell didn't think that the offense had a good practice before Old Dominion. And he did think that they were starting to have a better one this week. So the part of me wants to be like, hey, game ones are tough. And Beamer said, I think his direct quote was, game ones stink. He said that a lot leading up to Old Dominion. And I think, in a sense, you practice for, what, a month? And maybe by the end of it, you're kind of like losing steam when maybe they should have been gaining steam. So it'll be interesting to see week two, especially with it being Kentucky. But I do think Beamer was very clear that his expectations for this team are that they need to play better than they did week one.
Talk to me a little bit about this Kentucky game. Again, I know you're kind of new to the area. Alonzo and I have been here and working on this show together for about 4 years now. And about 2.5 years ago, these two teams got together and Mark Stoops went off a little bit and was talking about the concept of culture versus climate. And he said, you know, we're trying to change the culture at Kentucky. And he very much singled out Shane, though not by name. He said, you know, when you're dancing in the locker room and wearing funny glasses and making Instagram reels, you know, that are comedy skits, that's changing the climate, not the culture. And I kind of think Shane took that a little personally. And then they came out and beat Kentucky in that next game. This is kind of developed almost into kind of like a minor rivalry game, if only between the coaches, not the teams themselves. But it also adds a little pressure, in my opinion, to win this game this Saturday. It is still going to be a game where South Carolina is going to have to play as close to flawlessly as they can get. What are your early impressions on South Carolina going to Lexington?
Yeah, so I caught up on the whole sunglass gate, as some of us media members call it, yesterday, and the whole thing with Beamer and Stoops and the hat and everything. And I have thoughts on that. But in terms of the actual game, it's tricky playing Kentucky this early. It's actually, I was looking through game notes yesterday. It's since, I know for sure, since South Carolina joined the SEC, that this is the earliest these two teams have ever played each other. Last year, I believe it was week 11. The year before, it was October 8th. So like a little bit more into the season. And I think that's an added layer. It's not only that both of each team's first conference game of the year, but it's normally that like late season must win game. And I think if it fell after South Carolina faces Ole Miss, Alabama, Oklahoma, it would be a much different story, but it's tricky. Like you said, Lenora Sellers and South Carolina as a whole, but particularly Lenora, kind of has to be flawless. And that's a lot to ask from a true freshman week two. But at the same time, he's in the position and you do have to keep that high standard no matter what his age is. So it's tricky. Kentucky has some really good players on defense. Deion Walker, Shane Beamer referred to as a game wrecker. He's just everywhere on the field and is looking to absolutely disrupt your offensive scheme. So I think it'll be absolutely a highly competitive match, a highly competitive game, a showdown in Lexington, as I've heard it described. But it'll be tricky. It's sort of a must-win game for South Carolina, but at the same time, how much can you really say in week two? And I think that depending on South Carolina and how they play, they might wish that that game was a little bit later in the season when, like Shane is wishing, Lenoris was gelling better with his receivers. But again, who knows? Maybe it does happen overnight.
Lulu Kessin covers the Gamecocks for the Greenville News. Last one, and then we'll let you go, Lulu. I have said a number of times, like, bowl eligibility to me is probably the standard expectation for South Carolina fans. They knew it was going to be a development year as much as they wanted to grow from last year. But 6 wins might be kind of the minimum, or else there may be some uncomfortable conversations around Shane Beamer next year. I have gone on the record and said, if they do not get a win against Kentucky, I don't think there is a path to 6 wins elsewhere because of the difficulty of schedule. Do you agree with that? And how important do you think this Kentucky game and getting a result for the Gamecocks is in the grand scheme of the 2024 season?
Yes, I do. I will go on the record and say that I agree there. I do think this, if South Carolina can't find a way to beat Kentucky, I do think that their path to 6 wins dwindles, and it's hard, and it's going to be a much different season if they don't come out with a win on Saturday. It won't be easy, and it's nothing like the stakes of Old Dominion. That's for sure. The expectations are different. They're the underdog in this matchup, but I do think Kentucky is a very telling win, and it's a very important game, I'll say, for the Gamecocks looking at the entire season.
Lulu Kessin covers the Gamecocks for the Greenville News. She makes her Rob Brown Show debut today. She will be joining us moving forward on Thursdays at 8 a.m. We will do it through the rest of football season, into the basketball season, and around the calendar for as long as Lulu is willing to grace us with her presence. Phenomenal stuff, ma'am. Thank you very much. We are glad to have you here on the show.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Excellent. Lulu Kessin from the Greenville News. Thank you so much for joining us.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.